in order that no sheep should go beyond that line, and that no wolf or mischievous robber should come inside. 'Twas on the model of Hood's circle of refuge, in which his followers were safe from the Sarsa wind. Stay quietly within this line for 8 days, and view the terrible mutilation outside. It lifted into the air and flung them on the stones, so that flesh and bone were torn asunder. One party it hurled against each other in the air, so that their bones crumbled like poppy seed. There is no room in the Masnavi to describe fully that chastisement whereat heaven trembled. If, O icy wind, thou art doing this by nature, try to invade the line and circle drawn by Hood. O natural philosopher, perceive that this kingdom is above nature, or else come and wipe out this from the holy book. Prohibit those who recite the Quran and impose a ban, or punish the teacher and put terror into him.
What is he talking about? Who is talking to whom? Are you listening? Who is saying what? Suddenly, everything somehow is mixed up. It started with one guy who was drawing a line around the ships. The ships will not come in, come out, and the wolf cannot go in. Then what? Then suddenly, from inside of a circle, you could watch the outside, what's happening, and not to be worried if it is dangerous and they're killing each other. And all of these complications, for what? Yes. Yes, Peter.
Thou art helpless and unable to understand the cause of this helplessness. Thy helplessness is a reflection of the day of retribution. O perverse man, thou hast many a helpless plight before thee. The hour comes, lo, the hideaways will emerge. Happy is he whose food is this helplessness and bewilderment, and who in both worlds is sleeping in the shadow of the beloved. He is conscious of being helpless both in the stable and in the last state. He is dead. He has adopted the old women's religion. Like Zalika, when Joseph beamed upon her, found the way from decrepitude to youth. From decrepitude to youth. Life
bringing all the different examples of the miracle we talked about. What is all that? What is the miracle? We talked about the miracles. Now we talk about, what is the miracle? Miracle is something that the outcome is illogical. The outcome is not the way you expected it to be. That's the miracle. And miracle, he counted all of it, that listen to this. Why we are all talking about all the miracles? You tell me. Why all the prophets? They have the miracle. Why? Just to show you that you little teeny being over there, you cannot foresee the miracle. That's the miracle. And life is full of miracles. Life is not a simple thing for you to look and say, what will happen? listen, there were this man and a woman having 7 children. All of them are dead. So the doctor will tell to this couple to stop it. Don't have the child, right? They didn't listen. Thanks God. That's Ludwig von Beethoven. Yeah, the miracle is like that. Nobody knows really what is the outcome of this reproducing system. No one. And that, I'm talking about your life. Your life is a miracle. You don't understand it. Why? Oh, let's go back to the story that I was telling to you. That little child, right? Listen.
Yes. Life depends on dying and on suffering tribulation. The water of life is in darkness. Resuming the story of the Most High God springing up Namrud in his childhood without the intervention of mother and nurse. In short, that garden, like the orchard of Gnostics, was secure from the Simoom and the Sasa wind. A leopardess had newly given birth to cubs. I bade her give milk to him, and she obeyed.
Okay. You're back to that story. That child I told you, I saved him in a fantastic garden. Oh, let me in short tell you this. Means I could explain it a lot, but I make it in short that little child is over there. There is this tiger who has a child recently born. I told that tiger that give the milk to this child. And he obeyed. Because the tiger is doing what he is ordered. Do you remember the Israel? He is doing what he is ordered. Okay. So, I ordered this animal to give him the milk. Yes?
So she gave him milk and tended him till he grew up and became strong and valiant. When he was weaned, I told the Peris to teach him how to discourse and deal justice.
This is the stuff that you will never think about. If it was you, what do you give that child? God wants to give that child everything, right? First thing was the mother. The mother is a tiger. Do you remember the wolf of the Roman Empire? There is an animal. The second stuff, you never think about. I send someone to teach him the language. Yes, this is how we are made. The difference is that you send an angel to teach us the language. Yes.
I gave him nourishment from that garden. How should my artfulness be contained in words? I bestowed on Job a father's love in order that he might entertain the worms hospitably and do them no harm. I bestowed on the worms love for him like that of children for their father. Look, here is power, here is hand. I have taught mothers to care. how must be the kindness that I have kindled? I showed 100 favors and 100 ties that he might experience my kindness directly. And
what
not
happened? Suddenly, stop the story. He started to count that I have given you this, I have given you this. Look at what you are given. Do you remember book one, second paragraph? I talked about the necessity of learning the politeness and how to behave and all of that, right? All these good stuff is what I'm giving to you. You read it. Then what will happen when I give you all of this? You will become arrogant. You will become bad. Yes, you could be like the worst person that I gave him everything and he became the ruiner of the good stuff for you. Yes?
I showed 100 favors and 100 ties that he might experience my kindness directly and not be distracted by any secondary cause, to the end that every call for help should be made by him to me.
Aha. This is it. The trick is that you always blame what? The cause. Because you see the cause and effect. It's not a cause and effect. Yes, the life of the animals is cause and effect. But your life is beyond cause and effect. Because I have taught you all of these different logics and things. Education! Yes.
Or at least that he should have no excuse and no occasion to complain of any evil companion. He enjoyed this tender care by 100 ties, for I fostered him without an intermediary. His thanks, O honored servant, were this, that he became Namrud and the burner of Khalil.
Ah, the fellow who burned Abraham, which is the best, is Namrud. Who is Namrud? Is that guy. Because at the birth, I put him in a bad condition, right? Then I gave him everything. He should be grateful. He became that arrogant who does the most criminal thing in my way. Yes?
Just as this prince, in return for the favors of the king, showed arrogance and sought to aggrandize himself.
This is why I brought you this story of the second guy. This second guy, just like that. Who is this guy? A nobody. He was just born as a child of that king, right? He was given everything. Then he didn't decide to come here. He came here because his brother died. He was welcomed and he was given everything. Then that's your nature. That's your animal. Wakes up and will show you the arrogance. This is the case, yes?
Saying, why should I become the follower of another when I possess empire and new fortune?
A monkey could say this, that I am a monkey And I'm young and I'm strong.